Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll be turning morning into afternoon, taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as we've made it to Friday. You're listening in on San Angelo ESPN 960 in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. And you could already be texting in today, 806-855-3712. You know what to do on a Friday. You tell us the most Texan thing you have done this week. We look forward to hearing some of those stories. We've got a really fun question of the day we'll get to in just a little bit, and we've incentivized it for the weekend as well. We've got Texas Tech and TCU. We'll want your score predictions on that. Big 12 and college basketball news, and it will involve Chris Beard today, so you've been fully warned. Tech baseball, they were going to play a single game today, then they were going to play a doubleheader today, and then they said no. We're just going to play a single game today, and we're going to wait and see what the weather looks like tomorrow. So one game right now for Tech at 1 p.m. All of that, plus as the Pac-12 burns for you today, 806-855-3712. If you're listening on the apps, that's great. We appreciate it. Let us know where you're listening from. We love to hear all the different locations people check in. Now, if you haven't downloaded the app for Talk 103.9, go to kkm.com. Do it right now and turn on those notifications so you don't miss anything. You can also follow the station at Talk 103.9 on Twitter. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends, and that doesn't always please my wife, but we just keep on going throughout the day and into the evening visiting with you guys. So follow us at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out our website, theraiderland.com, and we'll probably tonight have a daily broadcast around 6:30. It's fun. It's interactive. It's online. So check it out. He is Rob Bro, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2, Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9. King of Hat of the Day. He pulses the people. He is a third of the loquacious gambling gauchos who may have set an all-time record podcast link last night. You'll have to find out for yourselves. At Rob Bro Show, though, on Twitter. Happy Friday to you.
It's a measly hour and 50 minutes that got posted.
Just...
You can find the rest. We're calling it the Lost Hour.
The Lost Hour.
Yeah, we put that up on the other place where you can find our content.
Well, some conversations are just too good to end.
That's true.
I pictured y'all last night like, you know, teenagers. You know, teenage boyfriend, girlfriend. No, you hang up first.
Well, I don't know about
you
that.
Hang up yeah, first. But... No, you hang up first.
Yeah, just a couple of good...
Final
like,
thoughts.
Going through the closing the closing at the bar.
I'm glad it's Friday. This week, not a bad week at all. I'm not going to put it that way. But I tell you what, both me and you, if we go back to Wednesday... It was dicey, I think, for both of us, whether our voices were going to hang through or whether we were either one of us were going to remain healthy enough to get through this week. Thankfully, we have made it. But, boy, need a Friday.
Yeah, it was dicey.
Yeah, so glad it's here. And if it wants, no offense to Tim Tadlock, if it wants to rain like you know what, cats and or dogs over the weekend, please. Our ag producers need it. Everybody needs it. We can figure baseball out later. But we got to get some moisture out of this deal. So glad you guys are with us today on a Friday. We've got Tech and TCU tomorrow at 11. If you'd like to go, we have some tickets. So you can text in, and I guess the first person who texts in today and says, I'll take those tickets, give us some contact information. They're good seats for that 11 a.m. tip-off. We had somebody that actually they did, if not their tickets, had no ability to go to the game. So we have those in pocket. You would have to pick them up, obviously, today here at the station. So 806-855-3712. Here's the question of the day in addition to your Tech TCU score predictions, which I've been told not to predict Tech by some people, that I picked Oklahoma, you know, on Tuesday or whatever it was, and, of course, Texas Tech won, that I have been told that I can't pick Tech.
Oh, but you picked Tech. No, you picked Texas.
I picked Texas.
Did you pick Kansas State?
I can't remember if I picked Kansas State or not.
Anyways,
either
at
way,
least two in a row that you're streak in there.
So I don't know. I know what I think the score is going to be.
Just do that again. Just give us the
just
score.
Give the score.
And then you, what was that? Iowa State. You just gave the score.
Yeah, we just did that. All right, 73-67 final score.
Okay. Okay.
73-67.
I felt like Texas Tech would win when nobody else did against Texas. I felt really good about that game. Did not feel great about the West Virginia game, but you went and took care of business. I'm back to not feeling great.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why. I think you're as good as TCU. in some respects. They just got a couple of more bounces than you did and made a few more comebacks than you did. But in the middle of their schedule with their injuries and their trouble, they struggled just as much as you did for a two-week stretch. But it feels like they got healthy and you're healthy and it's going to be a tight game, but Mike Miles and Damian Baugh and Eddie Lampkin are a pretty good trio.
Yeah, and here I am. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
73-67. Here's your question of the day. Let's motivate each other this weekend, shall we? I mean, the basketball game is going to be over fairly early in the day. Who knows Saturday what baseball is going to look like, single games. But point being, you might have some time this weekend to get a few things done. Even if the weather's not so good, there's always in the house. Here's what I want from you guys today. What's your goal and or project this weekend? What do you want to get done? What do you want to do? What is your, as you sit here Friday morning into Friday afternoon, what are you looking at on your list and saying, man, we need to do this. I'm going to make this out. I've been putting this, I'm going to do this this weekend. We're going to make it happen. What are your goals? What are your projects? What's your number one goal and project? And Rob, I said we were going to incentivize it today, and we will do just that. Rob, I think our family here in Raiderland and on the Rob Bro Show loves meat. Do they not? Do we not love meat?
They do love
meat.
We
celebrate meat. We're about meat. Well, we say today, all hell meat. That's right. Terry Hill got all hell meats. Oh, yeah, farm-fed meats. Proud to be one of the only certified organic meat processors in Texas. We have gift certificates. The two best text messages today detailing, outlaying, and motivating what's your project and or goals for the weekend, we will determine at the end of the day which the two best are. We're going to award, is it $25 gift certificate?
Yes, sir.
So we got two of them, right?
We got two of them.
$25 worth of meat right now on the line today, thanks to All Hell Meats. So check them out online. And tell Terry Hill if you see him, we appreciate for being a part of Talk 103.9 FM. And by the way, you can beg.
Yes.
On the text line if you want to. So that's a little bit of the lay of the land. Start getting those score predictions in. 806-855-3712 today. I've got it 73-67, but I'm not allowed to say who's going to win. Now, mentioned in the open, so the news that was not so breaking, it just became finalized today after another loss in SEC country. The Kermit Davis error is over in Oxford. Ole Miss firing Kermit Davis after just a putrid showing this year. The former Texas A&M coach, by the way. I'll tell a funny Kermit Davis era story, hopefully before the day's over, involving the old Southwest Conference tournament.
Hard to take a guy named Kermit seriously.
Yeah, and he was really bad at A&M. He was really good at Middle Tennessee, and Oxford didn't learn the lesson there, right?
Right.
That he'd already not been very good at a time when he was in a league that wasn't a basketball power up and down, and they made that mistake. They just didn't look at it and go, hey, this is who Kermit Davis is. He's a Middle Tennessee State-level coach, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? This job is Chris Beard's job to turn down. I'm very comfortable saying today, as of conversations earlier in the week, and what we believe to know to be true, that if he wants this job, it is Chris Beard's job to take, that he is the top candidate, and that one of the reasons Ole Miss makes the move right now is they want to be first in line. Police report be damned, they've got the ability to stand up and say, wasn't prosecuted, they dropped the charges, his fiancé more or less recanted and didn't want to proceed. And remember what the threshold is now in the SEC. If you don't actually pull the trigger to murder somebody, hey, we're good to go. They can do all this while Alabama's going through their mess.
Yeah.
And they've got a little bit of political cover on that. Now, I'm not saying that Beard will take this job, but it's his if he wants it.
If he did take it, he would not be there very long.
One way or the other.
Because if he won, somebody else would hire him because then you have some space between
right.
Texas and the next school. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Ole Miss does not seem like a long-term job for Chris Beard.
And he still wants to get to the NBA. He still
does he?
Wants to. Yes, he does.
Okay.
He wants to be in the NBA. That has been one of his main goals in career arc. And that was one of the biggest reasons why he went to Austin. So he thought, hey, high profile. I've done it one place. I go do another. Here I go, Oklahoma City Thunder. Call me up. New Orleans, I'm here for you. So it appears that the folks in Oxford are willing to take the PR hit. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't think many schools of a high-profile nature would be willing to do it. But remember, all it takes is one or two desperate programs to say, we'll live with it. We'll do it. If this happens, Rob, I think it will happen fairly quickly, too. Wynn Cash has been named the interim. They're the assistant coach at Ole Miss. Can you win at Ole Miss? You got plenty of money. Facilities are okay. They're all right. While they might perceive themselves as a football school, they're really not.
You can win in the SEC, though. There's space
yeah.
there.
Yes, there is. So, we'll see how quickly this goes. But and I've already seen his name mentioned in one. I think the ESPN report said industry sources have also linked
right.
Chris Beard to this. The regular list of, by the way, candidates, Grant McCasland and
right.
names like that. Again, you make this move today if you're Ole Miss. One, you knew you were going to do it. Two, it allows you to begin talking where other schools maybe who are competing or will be looking for coaches are still waiting.
And when you need to make a move a month in advance now in college football, a week in advance to the end of the season is about all you need in
right.
basketball, because a lot of the coaches that you really want to hire are going to be in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of popular coaching candidates that aren't going to coach through the tournament with their own teams, but you can at least get in contact with their agents now that you fired your guy.
Yeah.
And they know you're serious.
Yeah. So pay attention to this. I didn't think a job would rise to the level of this that would be willing to go after him at the college level, but apparently this is the case.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be a St. John's level job.
Yeah.
Right off the cusp. Maybe some historic success, but a team. Desperate's probably a strong word, but desperate to get back to where they were and maybe back in the Power Six conversation with the mid-major level.
Right.
A job like Marquette, not that Shaka Smart's going to leave Marquette, but
no.
a job like that, even though they're a Big East school and there's a lot of Big East programs that are considered, well, they're the Power Six, but
right.
it just seems like it was going to be a level like that. But the SEC also makes sense in a lot of ways.
Apparently he was destined to coach in the SEC.
I guess so.
One way or the other. All right, we got to take our first time out. We'll get to your text messages on the other side. Start texting in. What do you think Texas Tech and TCU will do tomorrow? I've got it 73-67, but not allowed to say who I think is going to win the game. And then what's your goal? What's your project this weekend? What do you get done? $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats here in Lubbock, Wolforth area. If we judge you to be one of the top two techs today on that front. So you got a lot of reasons to be a part of the show. Anything else that's on your mind, 806-855-3712. Tryon Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:22. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. Question of the day, what's your goal project this weekend? What do you want to get done? Help motivate everybody else. The best two texts on that subject will get a $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats. So if you love meat, you better start texting in, 806-855-3712. Also, every Friday, I know what day it is, most Texan thing you have done this week, and then Tech and TCU score predictions. Of course, Tech lost to TCU 67-61 way back on December 31st. I mean, this is one of the longest gaps that I can recall in Big 12 play between two teams seeing each other in conference play. I mean, quite literally almost the opening weekend to nearly the last weekend, and how different these two teams are compared to where they were then. 806-855-3712. Texter, clubhouse leader, by the way. Goal for this weekend, they say, Rob, finish the backlog of mathematical, statistics, and philosophy homework that's due. And after I get that tent back in the bag, then it's on to setting up the shed to become my music room. You doing any mathematical equations this weekend, Rob? You got some philosophy books you got to knock out?
No, and I certainly don't have a backlog on them.
No, I mean, I finished up Immanuel Kant's Grounding Metaphysics of Morals, you know, just a couple of days ago, so
yeah.
I've got that out of the way.
I'm caught up on my philosophy.
Might read some Mill, a little John Stuart Mill over the weekend. philosophy in the music shed.
Yeah.
That's a goal right there.
That's a great goal.
Doughboy, our resident trucker in Raiderland, shout out Guns Up Trucking. He's in H-Town, headed home and try to kick bronchitis, then West Texas on Monday. So keep an eye out for him. Start feeling better. Everybody's scuffling, I think, right now with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in on the text line. Tell us what your biggest goal project is this weekend. Again, I want to thank our Texas Tech media relations gurus. I love the fact that they include the last five games in the statistical breakout that allows you to look and see what the averages have been over the last five. And now the picture's a little more true to me that the last five now doesn't include that Baylor game. That was a statistical outlier in a couple of ways. So you look at the last five during this 4-1 stretch, and you got five players averaging double digits for the Red Raiders. That's not bad. I mean, you look at a snapshot of this team right now with Harmon at 17, 16-2 for Tyson, Isaac's only a couple of games in this stretch, but 13, and then 11-8 for O'Banner and 11-8 for AMAC. That dog will hunt.
It's very good.
I mean, that's a high-five rotation that is going out and producing for you. The other thing that you have done well, obviously, during this stretch, and I know it's been talked about, but, Rob, this team's getting to the line. One, they're getting to the line, and they're making it. 77.1% from the free throw line. That'll help you win a lot of close games. The opposition is 10 points worse than you. The free throw defense has been stellar. They're only shooting 66.7, and you are now out-rebounding over the last five, 36-2-30. All of those things matter, obviously. But that's a lot of good stuff going on. Your shooting percentage, the difference, the delta, as some would say for our mathematical guy, the delta there is you're shooting at 48.2% from the field. The opponents are 39.6 over the last five. And you're 33 of 83 long, 39.8. They're 42 of 137, 307, 0.30.7 right now for the opposition.
I really do think we might have undervalued the defensive ceiling on this team there in the middle because you were so bad.
Oh, I know I did.
They've been... I'm not saying they turn the corner and like are back to their elite ways, but this defense has been much better since the comeback against Iowa State, you know, other than that Baylor game you mentioned as
right.
An outlier.
Oh, no doubt. They have by far played the most consistent minutes stretched together and made it look good, you know? And they've done that in the Big 12, we have to keep saying that this is the toughest conference in the land, and other than Kansas, nobody's been better over the last five games. Kansas 5-0.
If Ohio State, Louisville, and Georgetown each won, I don't know, 10 conference games together,
mm-hmm.
more than they have, you would have a top 15 strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Instead, you have a top 25 strength of schedule, but people keep harping on
the non-conference.
The non-conference, but it really does not matter. It doesn't. In the Big 12, the non-conference can look like what your non-conference looks like if the other teams hold up their end of the bargain. It is a thin margin. It's a razor-thin
margin. Playing with fire, but...
And you certainly played with fire this year, but if the committee's looking at a total schedule, a top 25 strength of schedule should not affect your final seating. It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. 806-855-3712. We'll get back to your text messages on the other side. What's your goal project this weekend? We'll try to help each other. We'll motivate each other this weekend. What do you want to get done? Tell us the most Texan thing you did this week, and then Tech TCU use score predictions. Do the Red Raiders get another one? 806-855-3712. Got to use the 806. Anything else you want to talk about today, we're here for you. 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports, and ESPN 960 San Angelo. Question of the day: What are your goals? What's your projects this weekend? It'll be people motivating people, dudes motivating dudes today. What do you want to get done or do this weekend? The two best that are texted in today get you a $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats. Meat is on the line today, 806-855-3712. Also, most Texan thing you've done, and then Tech TCU score predictions. We're paying attention to Ole Miss, and are they targeting former Tech and Texas head coach Chris Beard? We believe they are. We believe it's his job to take. Texters on that text line, remember, use the 806-855-3712. One texter, going to build a mesquite fire. Let it burn down to a wonderful foundation of coals. Then grill jalapeno cheddar venison sausage as an appetizer. 2-inch ribeyes to follow, cooked to medium rare. Rob, is that a goal or is that an invite? Again, we can be bought.
Yeah, we can.
And cheaply, I might add. That's a good goal.
That's a good project this weekend. Absolutely.
Texter says, I'm driving from San Angelo, 40 degrees now, to Lubbock, 28 degrees, to sit out in freezing weather to watch the Red Raiders play baseball. Show me the meat. That might be worth it.
I mean, he'll be in town to pick it up. I will say this. Baseball is going to be interesting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone to one game today.
Yeah. They'd gone to two, then they went back to one.
Right, and they'll potentially play two tomorrow.
Which I don't see that.
I would assume this is going to be a three-game series. They might. Well, you can't play two on Sunday.
No, because I'm sure they have travel concerns.
So, it'll be interesting. You'd like to get three in.
If you can get two in, you know.
Right.
If you can get two in, because... The forecast is kind of all over the place right now as far as the precip, not to mention it's just cold, but the wet in the precip. And again, I am 100% fine, and I would err on the side of, hey, let's not throw a bunch of guys out there in bad weather. I just feel like I've seen it so many times over the decades with early season baseball, and the last thing you want to hear is we've got to shut down somebody because of arm tightness after a 50-pitch outing in 49-degree weather.
And you can bat all day long and play in the field all day long in this kind of weather and
no problem.
Be fine if you stay warm and keep your hamstrings loose and whatever else, but it's just a different animal, especially if your offense goes out there and has a long inning
right
to go back out in the cold.
True. By the way, Gurton is your starter today. Should that one go off, we assume it will, then it's Molina, Blessy, and...
Tabor Fast
actually is the in-between guy.
Yeah, Tabor Fast should pitch the second game.
Right, so you get a new one in.
But if you're only going to have three, I would say Tabor Fast is the one that gets boosted.
Yeah. You know what? So the listed starting pitchers for Texas Tech this weekend. Now, I know, short sample size.
Right.
You know what their combined record in ERA is?
4-0. Well, Tabor Fast doesn't have a... So yeah. 3-0. ERA of 0.52?
Zero.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want
to... Your combined starters are 3-0 with zero ERA. It lines up for Western Illinois. Michael Sampson scheduled today. No record, 9 ERA. The lefty Tyler Capron, 0-1, 9 ERA. Jake Armstrong got the one win in their series against Southern Illinois. He has 1-0, 3.38 ERA. And then left-hander pitcher Aaron Harrington, no record, 2.25 ERA. Again, I know it's...
Aaron Harrington.
That's a lot of name to say.
Yeah.
So, but that's how good Tech was last weekend with the starting pitching.
And Gonzaga's a better team than Western Illinois.
This might be the worst team you play all year. I'm talking about Western Illinois.
Certainly.
Could end up being that way.
In the non-conference.
Yeah, in the non-conference. Thank you. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. If you remember, Ole Miss used to have Hugh Freeze as head coach, and he used to text Ladies of the Night for recruits. Chris Beard will fit in perfectly in Austin, or Oxford. Sorry, I got Austin on the brain. The Chris Beard thing, and we were talking about this during the bottom of the hour break off the air, what would be very interesting, and this was going to be whether it be a lower-level college, if that's who ended up deciding they'd pick up the stick and we'll pick up both ends of the snake type deal, or otherwise, this is basically Beard 3.0 and the brain drain that he has had on his staff, first leaving Tech and Mark Adams staying and some guys not getting on the bus and then getting run out of Austin. And if they stay with Rodney Terry, it'd be hard-pressed, I think, to get an Ogden or some of the other guys that went down there. He's starting from fresh. He's going back to Little Rock.
Ogden would be the easiest.
Yeah, unless Texas just money whipped him.
No, Ogden would go with Beard. Ogden picked him up from jail.
Yeah, that's true. So he's there.
When you could have hired an Uber or had some intern to go do it.
Ogden you had
will
Ogden.
Follow Chris Beard.
You're right.
But John Riley, Bob Donawald, some of these other guys, if Rodney Terry doesn't get the Texas head coaching job, I doubt he follows Chris Beard to Oxford.
No, he's going to get a head coaching job. He will be a head coach next year somewhere.
He deserves it.
How old is he? Is he as old as Jerome Tang?
You know, he doesn't look that old, but he's been a head coach for 20 years.
Right.
Or
he's got to be kind of in the ballpark, I would think. All right. If only there were a device. Texters on the text line. We want your Tech TCU score predictions as well. And you're telling us your goals and projects this weekend. What do you want to get done? We're all going to try to motivate each other to get something done this weekend. The two best texts on that subject will get a $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats. Texter says it's Tech 72, TCU 67. Well, that's basically what I said. I said 73 to 67, but I didn't say whether it was Tech or TCU. Weekend project, steam clean Super Bowl Sunday stains out of the carpet, fix the handle on the toilet, happened during the game, go figure. Must have been a hell of a party that we're steam cleaning and fixing a broken turlet.
Well, he might have been in a rush to get back to the halftime show or something and hit the button too hard.
Yeah.
Rodney Terry is 54, Jerome Tang 56, just for reference.
Okay.
So pretty even.
Yeah.
And I said 20 years, but his first head coaching job was at Fresno State in 2011. So he was a head coach for 12 years before he got the Texas job.
806-855-3712. Texter says, what I need to do is put new tires on my riding lawnmower. What I'm probably going to do is smoke ribs and watch Tech continue their unlikely push into the madness that is March. I respect the honesty right there. Like, I'm staring an office closet in the face this weekend, right? Yeah. You know, the one that I was going to, you know, really get going good over Christmas break and everything during the holidays, and it'd be a perfect time. Staring it in the face this weekend. What do you think it's going to look like come Monday?
It's going to be perfectly organized.
Probably look exactly the way it looked when I left my office this morning. I'm at one of those points, though, where if I move stuff around, I've got to find a place for the stuff.
Right.
It's a domino effect. That to do that, you know what looms after that? The giant storage container, shipping container, that is the storage unit shed at our place, then that is brought into play.
Yeah, that's one of those ADD jobs where you have to finish two other jobs to finish the first job you started.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Texter saying Ole Miss and targeting in the same sentence sounds very familiar. Yeesh. I've talked to people that think, by the way, if it is beard, that it happens within days. Very quickly. Not saying today.
Ole Miss needs to happen quickly.
Yeah.
Ole Miss needs it to happen quickly is what I was trying to say.
Right. Texter says, I hate to make this prediction, but I just have a bad feeling. 80-72 TCU.
That is in the realm of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would be competitive and they would, you know, get some free throws or whatever else at the end of the game and just kind of stretch out. TCU is a better team than Texas Tech.
At their best, yes.
Yeah, at their best, yeah. You could argue if they're playing better than Texas Tech right now. And I don't think we've seen Texas Tech's ceiling, and I think we have seen TCU's ceiling.
Now, I would agree with that as well. We're just beginning to get a peek at what this team might have been had scenarios played out differently with some injuries,
right,
with you know, in anything and everything. I'm trying to take out of the equation, and this is what makes this game, I think, a little bit difficult to handicap right now, is it's not just recency bias, but it's the idea of buying into the fact that a team that was at the bottom of the table for you soccer fans can, in this league, in this toughest league, put together this type of run, that they can win five in a row. I know each game is independent of the other in some form or fashion. I get that. But it is, we're talking about a really big ask of any team in the Big 12 to win five in a row like this. I don't care who you are and where you're playing.
That's a little bit of my brain block, too. You're good enough to win. Are you good enough to win every night?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit like, and, you know, I kind of agree with you, when we get to the Big 12 tournament, hey, pull a name out of a hat.
Right.
Because who's good enough in this league to win four straight games against each other? If you're doing that, you're saying, really, in the final two games of your Big 12 tourney run, you're playing Sweet 16 Elite Eight level competition.
Yeah.
And potentially Final Four competition as we look at some of the seed lines and where Kansas and Texas may end up and all those wonderful things. So that's where I'm struggling with this idea of just flat out calling a Tech win for tomorrow is that's five in a row in this league.
Well, and all of a sudden, TCU really needs this game for seeding purposes.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, this is not a TCU team that's rolling in with, you know, a four seed locked up and they can kind of just float through the rest of the year. Now, they have some other opportunities, but this would be a really big win. And kind of what you're talking about with Oklahoma, this would be a bad loss for TCU.
Yes. And if you look at the nitty-gritty rankings where they are on the seed line, based on that at HoopsHD.com, they are squarely on the sixth line behind Creighton, San Diego State, ahead of Michigan State on the sixth line.
And if they lose two to finish the season, they'll be a 7 or 8 seed. And that's not exactly where they want to be. Now, they might be baked into a 6, but what's their Big 12 records? Are they 6-7?
Right now, they are sitting at 7-8.
Yeah, 7-8. So, I mean, they need to win two more.
Yeah.
They really do. To lock up that 6 seed, they need to win two more.
an 18-10 on the full year. If we go to the body of work that the committee looking at, they need a couple. They need wins.
Yeah, you need 20 wins, and you need 8 in the Big 12 or 9 in the Big 12 at least to lock up that 6 seed. I think that's what Texas Tech did the last time they were a 6 seed.
806-855-3712. We'll get back to your text messages here in just a little bit. Do up our final timeout of hour number one of two today. Tell us the most Texan thing you've done this week. We do that every Friday. And this week, $25 gift certificates on the line. All hell meets. The best text messages today about what your goals and projects are this weekend. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to get done? We're all going to motivate each other to do something this weekend. We'll give you a $25 gift certificate if we judge yours to be one of the best, too. Tech and TCU score predictions. Maybe next hour we'll get into some of the Pac-12. By the way, if the Pac-12 has lost John Wilner, what else is there to lose? 806-855-3712. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Here's Action Update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Futures odds for the 2023 NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship. The Houston Cougars are the favorite at plus 700. They're followed by Alabama and Kansas. Both teams a plus $900 bet. The Purdue Boilermakers plus 1,200. Last night, number 4, UCLA beat Utah 78-71. The Bruins were favored by 7. Number 12, Gonzaga, 97-72 winners over San Diego. The Bulldogs were a 23-point favorite. Number 15, St. Mary's, 83-52 winners over Pacific. The Gales were favored by 13. Illinois upset number 21, Northwestern, 66-62. The Illini were favored by 7.5. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. If your air is a little too arctic this weekend, you need to call the Bear. Callthebear.com. Got you until 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. Question of the day, what's your goal? What's your project this weekend? What do you want to accomplish? The best ones, the best text messages, the top two will get $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats here in Lubbock. You're playing for meat today. 806-855-3712. Most Texan thing you've done, Tech TCU predictions, and anything and everything else that is on your mind. And hopefully we'll be talking Monday about a lot of Texas Tech baseball. One game today is scheduled for 1 o'clock. I've not seen any changes. Texter says it's Tech 75, TCU 65. All things considered, Tech can and will beat the Frogs in Lubbock, says the Texter. Tech baseball might score as much over four games as some basketball teams scored this weekend. Rob, that's funny because I toyed with the idea of asking the question today. If the weather had been better and we were sure they'd play all four in good weather, would Tech baseball outscore in four games any Big 12 team? And if they play all four games, they may get there. Texter says, my weekend plans consist of going to Home Depot and getting distracted by the grills and smokers. They do something at Home Depot and at Lowe's that I think they do like in casinos where they pump in like nitrous oxide and they get you all excited. The air's a little bit different and you go in there and all of a sudden you're looking around and you go in to buy six light bulbs for your kitchen mini track lighting. And the next thing you know, what are you doing? You're over there looking at refrigerators.
Yeah, you got a cartload of lumber.
Yeah, and you didn't even need any.
Right.
Texter, weekend, mow the lawn. Yes, it needs it. Watch every Tech game on and put off everything else that needs to be done until next weekend, then do it all over again. Perhaps the most honest text message we've gotten today.
Getting the lawn mowed in potential, 40-degree weather is pretty
bold. It's bold. Of course, they could be down south a little bit. It's a little bit warmer down, with the app and with ESPN 960. We could be talking to somebody down in Kerrville.
It's going to look at the weather next weekend for Houston. I'm excited to do that.
Robert says, think about it this way. How hard is it going to be for TCU to sweep Tech 74, TCU 68? Yeah, I'll have to scroll too far down to get to the series numbers. Texas Tech has done very well against TCU here of late. And certainly in Lubbock. Lubbock for TCU is like Stillwater is for Texas Tech. In some places like that, that historically, they just haven't done very well in Lubbock. Texter says, am I the only one that will say that I don't want Bacho back this season? This run has pretty much happened without him. Tech 74, Tech 71. I don't know if you're the only one who will say it. There's no denying, though.
No, there is denying because you did the same thing without Pop.
I know.
And Pop has come back and played really well in two games.
I know, but it has happened that way, so I can see where people look at that and go, okay. Now, I'll say this, that if he does come back, they've got to make sure he's not clogging up the lane because I think the spacing has been better. You run it different with AMAC and his ability to go out and go up high. Bacho just really doesn't have that. They have to look at that and say, all right, when he gets back on the floor, if he gets back on the floor, that you've got to maintain the good spacing. I understand why the texter's saying that, though. Texter says, give me one good reason why there shouldn't be a shot clock in high school basketball. 35-second in North Dakota. Works great. Yeah, when was this last week or 2 weeks ago when we had the 4-2 game in Oklahoma?
Yeah, even longer, but I don't think we've ever said that there should not be one.
No, we've maintained for a long time.
I don't have any good reasons.
There are no good reasons.
I'm a little upset right now about the weather, by the way.
The latest Tuesday, tracking?
No. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week in Houston will be 80, 83, 84. And then when I get there, 70 and windy, 75 with a low of 45, and then 68 on Sunday.
At least you're indoors.
With a low of 51.
You know?
Yeah, hopefully they open it up on Saturday. Texas Tech playing Rice and Michigan 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday. And then Texas A&M at 7 on Sunday.
The ender. That's the ender. They're trying to get some good crowds. They knew who to put, absolutely, you know, in the finale.
For sure.
Texter says, I told my wife I'd build some flower boxes. I don't know why Texas Tech 82-70 over TCU. I'm not sure which is the I don't know why link to, though. Do you not know why you're picking Tech, or do you not know why you told your wife you'd build some flower boxes?
That's one of those, the puzzle show, Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
The before and after? That's one of those where it fits for both.
806-855-3712. Get us your Tech TCU score predictions. We've got As the Pac-12 Burns news for you in the next hour. It's just so fun to watch. It really should be like on pay-per-view every day. What's your goal? What's your project this weekend? 806-855-3712. Quick break. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
A lot of you like us, more of you don't. But you know what? We don't care.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. Somehow, some way, we have turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. It's Friday. You tell us the most Texan thing you've done this week. That's every Friday. Today, we're finding out what your goals, what your projects are. What do you want to get done this weekend? See, I think the more people that share their goals, then everybody else gets motivated. Well, if they're doing that, they're studying mathematical equations and philosophy and building a music studio. Well, maybe I can do something. The two best text messages on that subject will get a $25 gift certificate from All Hell Meats here in the Hub of Plex area. So we have that. We've got Texas Tech and TCU tomorrow at 11. Need your score predictions there. And then, of course, Tech baseball, all of it weather permitting this weekend. Scheduled for a single game today, and they'll let you know later on tonight, about tomorrow's schedule, that would like to play a doubleheader, but the weather doesn't seem to be wanting to cooperate at this time. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Show never ends. We come back in the evening and kind of sum up the day with the daily broadcast. It's highly interactive online. It's a lot of fun. Follow everything we do also on our website, theraiderland.com. He's Rob Rowe, a third of the Gambling Gauchos. After recording last night's podcast, I'm surprised you're up here.
It's a chore.
The marathon podcast.
Yeah, it was. We planned a 12-hour stream, too, last night that we're going to do for charity or something. Yeah.
Rob Bro Show comes your way Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9. If you're outside the area, get the app so you can keep on listening on that. So we got all that stuff. We got as the Pac-12 burns. Nothing really crazy out of the NFL in the last 24 hours. Not that we hadn't talked about with other than Aaron Rodgers coming out of his Hobbit cave.
Well, there was a little bit of a surprising cut in Bobby Wagner.
True.
Who's still a really high-level player at his age. I would love for him to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Is that a pure cap move? Was that just 100%
money? No, that was a mutual veteran. We understand you want to win. Oh, we're not in a position to win.
Okay.
We'll let you leave.
I understand. Just like the decision there in Oxford this morning.
Yeah.
A mutual decision between Kermit Davis and Ole Miss that we're not going to work together anymore.
Is that a segue to your Kermit Davis story?
It could be for later.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, later. So yeah, not a segue.
I got to sit on that one for just a little bit.
All right.
I don't want to mess it up. I got to make sure I get it right. So get on the text line. Get all those things going on today. 806-855-3712. Texter says, the go-to project this weekend is studying for my real estate licensing exam on Tuesday. We wish you luck on that.
Nice.
The world needs more realtors.
Absolutely.
That's you can dare thing, dream yeah. to be as cool as Kyle Rogers, RE/MAX Realty. Raiderland's realtor. Maybe someday that texter
could be.
Could rise to that level. I'm not saying it's possible, but I mean, you've got a right to dream.
It could be the Rob Bro Show realtor.
Yeah, anything. You never know what's going to happen in your life. We know what's happening in the Pac-12 right now. It just gets funnier and funnier by the day. So I said earlier, if you've lost John Wilner, where are you? So yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, John Wilner, the Pac-12 hotline author and a podcast guru with John Gensano, was finally forced to admit that the Pac-12's not going to get Big 12 money. It took him about 10 minutes to get there, according to reports. But that he finally did say, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not looking like it's going to happen. Now, this is the first admission. This is the guy who you go back to September, October, November. The Pac-12
January.
The Pac-12 was going to destroy the Big 12 number.
Yeah.
That all the Big 12 had done by going first was just ensure that the product of the Pac-12 would be more highly valued than the Big 12, and there was no way they wouldn't be. And then it kind of started morphing. Well, they'll probably be similar. And now there's none of that talk. You have today Brett McMurphy tweeting, and I don't have it in front of me. Actually, I may. Hold on a second. I want to get this right because it's too good to mess up, probably, that... Here's McMurphy's tweet. Apple still has not made a formal offer for Pac-12's media rights, but ION Television has emerged as a potential Pac-12 partner, sources told. ION TV is owned by EW Scripps Company, which has 61 local TV stations nationwide and launched Scripps Sports this year. As our friend Alan said, the P in Pac-12 stands for poverty right now. That's where we are. That's the leak now today. Pay no attention to that Apple streaming thing. That, you know, it's ION TV. I mean, this is lower level than Bally Sports, which is owned by, help me out, who's trying to go bankrupt right now.
I do not remember.
Now I can't. Diamond, maybe? Media Group?
So you could find ION on Freevee, Fubo TV, Tubi TV, the Roku channel, and YouTube TV.
Yeah. There you are.
But I still believe that it's, like, you have to be in the zip code that it's in.
And
oh, you
folks,
you can find Ion on cable.
Yeah. This is where we are with the. We're not talking third tier rights here, people. That's what George Klavkov is trying to bring as their one of their dominant media partners.
Can't find it in Lubbock, though.
Darn it. There goes Stanford and Oregon State.
I was trying to find where they are. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You ready? What is it? 61 local channels?
Yeah.
I'll just read the Big 12 or Pac-12 locations.
Okay.
I'm going to have to scroll down. Charleston, West Virginia.
There you go.
Dallas, Texas. You can find it in Des Moines, Iowa. Houston, Texas. Las Vegas. Los Angeles, but they're not in the Pac-12 anymore.
No.
Scrolling. Portland, Oregon. Scrolling. Sacramento.
Oh, all right.
Salt Lake. Scrolling. That's it.
Well, that's some pretty... That's penetrating a lot of great markets right there, George.
I mean, Pennsylvania, Wausau, Wisconsin, D.C., Tulsa, Syracuse. It's Northwest and East Coast. There's not a high prevalence in the West Coast.
I'm beginning to wonder if some of what has been leaked out on some of these things over the last couple of days is coming out of Tucson or coming out of fill in the blank that is desperate for this thing to crash and is doing all they can to make it look like a mockery of a meteorites deal. You know?
Yeah.
That they're laying the groundwork to be able to tell their fan base, see, this is what we're dealing with here. Ion TV. That we can't get a deal done with Apple. We can't get a deal done with Amazon. Meanwhile, ESPN just sits back and watches this thing burn, knowing that they can get value for value, kill it off, bring in a couple into the Big 12. Now you've got your Pac-12 time zone windows, and you're done.
They should do the Maria Menounos and get on the gas.
Get on the gas pumps. Well, that's the future right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not that Pac-12 fans actually buy gas because they all have electric vehicles.
No,
so even
true.
That doesn't get into the market that they would want for their fan base.
You'll have to go to the substations,
right?
The Tesla substations.
That's where they're going to be. You get it free on every Tesla, on the dash.
Oh yeah, there you go. Just watch it in the car.
When that comes out, by the way, next week,
Tesla TV.
Yeah, when Tesla TV comes out next week as the prime candidate for Pac-12. You heard it here first. 806-855-3712. What's your goal? What's your project this weekend? What do you want to get done or do? The best text on that, the two best texts on your projects this weekend, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats. Shout out Terry Hell out there. Thanks for hooking us up on that. Most Texan thing you've done this week in a Tech TCU score predictions. I've got it 73-67. Can't say who. And you hadn't given a score, but you said you kind of had a feeling.
Yeah, I'll take your score and just say that TCU will win.
All right. I didn't know if you were going to wait on that for the Rob Bro show today or not.
I usually just avoid giving scores.
I know. It's a way to never be wrong, and I applaud it.
Thank you.
Texter says, sorry, but your reply to my text about Bacho and Pop is not relevant. Pop and Bacho are not close to being the same animal. Well, yeah, one is much taller. I mean, it's not even close.
I'm sure he's talking about me. Daniel Bacho, wait, I don't know. Was he talking about you or me?
I don't know.
Was he saying Bacho's better than Pop or Pop's better than Bacho?
I think he's saying Pop's better than Bacho.
Well, Bacho was your best player in the non-con. So... I don't know what the texter means.
78-71 tech, another texter on that.
But there were people saying that when Pop was gone and you started winning, that Pop was a cancer and all this stuff. And all Pop's done when he came back is be a much better team player and buy in. Mm-hmm. And by the way, everything I've heard off the court about Pop Isaacs is that he is just an incredible dude.
Yeah.
And is focused and is might be the most mature on the team and is bought in. And when all that stuff was going on with Mark Adams and all the first kind of explosions of rumors early in the season, he's the only one that
he tweeted
spoke
out
for him.
Yeah.
So I really did not like the Pop Isaacs is a cancer stuff that was going on because you started winning when he was down.
No, that wasn't it.
And I think the same things are being said about Daniel Bacho, and I also don't believe those. Now, there have been spacing issues in this offense for 3 years now.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think it's all Daniel Bacho, but
he's just going where he's told.
Yep.
That's all. Texter 806-855-3712. Ion TV as a media partner. I saw in a meme a week ago, but it's still more coverage than the Pac-12 network.
But not in the Pac-12 area.
No.
Like, do you want to? Does the Pac-12 want to be on in New York,
Dallas,
in Atlanta,
Houston, yeah,
in Dallas, and Houston, and Wilkes Booth, Scranton, Ohio, or Pennsylvania? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Texter, so how would these schools not want the Pac-12 to blow up at this point? Because they're...
We've been saying this for 6 months.
Yeah.
And these schools still want to be connected to Stanford for academics. They do not have the same priorities as you.
No.
And that's this whole thing. Like, Stanford does not need a TV deal for athletics. They've got a $2 billion endowment, right, for athletics. Mm-hmm. Now, they were trying to cut sports.
Got called on the
carpet. Because they're greedy. But they could go independent like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And they're dragging everybody else down because they don't need Big 12 money. But Oregon State and Arizona and probably Utah, they all need a TV deal to be relevant.
Washington needs a TV deal
Washington.
To be relevant.
And people would say Oregon doesn't, but Oregon does because Phil Knight is not going to sink Nike just to keep Oregon relevant.
No.
Now, he might, and Nike makes a bunch of money, but he's probably sinking as much as he wants to right now into Oregon.
If Phil Knight had that kind of juice, Oregon's in the Big Ten with UCLA
exactly.
and USC. He
exactly.
doesn't have that kind of juice. They just don't.
I am excited for his movie, though.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Interesting story, to say the least. We'll get back to the text messages. We've got to take the break. 806-855-3712. What's your goal? What's your project this weekend? What do you want to accomplish and get done? Guys, let's help each other get motivated. The two best projects and or get done things. All Hell Meats, $25 gift certificate. We're playing for meat today. Tech TCU predictions. Most Texan thing you have done this week. What is it? 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:22. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. This is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. So if you're listening on ESPN 960 San Angelo, or you're outside the area, well, you'd need to download that app, KKM.com. What's the most Texan thing you've done this week? Tech TCU score predictions. I've got it 73-67. Baseball coming up later today. If you got some thoughts on Tech baseball, hopefully get some games in this weekend with the Leathernecks, Western Illinois. And then finally, what's your the question of the day, what's your goal? What's your project this weekend? Let's motivate each other. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to get done? The two best projects and or goals, we'll give you a $25 gift certificate to All Hell Meats. 806-855-3712. Does this count, by the way, for most Texan thing? Two times this week, I had to empty and get the mud out of my dog's water bucket outside. Now, of course, they have water on the inside, too. But, yeah, twice this week, literally was scraping mud out of the 5-gallon bucket. Bless their hearts. It was brutal. Texter, TCU 68, Tech 65. If Tech does happen to pull this one off, I might start getting my hopes up for postseason play. Breaking news. Tech will be in postseason play. It's just a matter of can they get to the NCAA tournament. Texter. So are we all together here thinking TCU is another must-win if we want to dance? Obviously, there are other scenarios, but it is must-win from the standpoint of if you don't want to go to Lawrence in a must-win situation, you got to win tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Yeah, or beat Lawrence in the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, or go through Kansas,
yeah,
which I don't know what's harder to do.
Both difficult.
At least you're not playing. They did Tech a solid. It's not Big Monday where Kansas, you know, under Bill Self is 402-1 on Big Monday there in Lawrence. So is it a must win? I would say it's a darn sure you better get it. Otherwise, you have made your life much more difficult than it needs to be to get into the NCAA tournament. Texter says, my house was built in 1951. It has floor grates from the old floor heater. Going to plug those holes with plywood subfloor pieces and patch over the hardwood with hardwood floor scraps I'll get from my buddy who's been doing floors for 30 years. This is after I remodeled our closet as a Christmas present for my wife. You know what I like here about this? There are a couple of things going on here. There's a lot to unpack here, Rob, as a married man, right? Or a non-married man. He referred to it as our closet. Now, I do not know this couple at all, but I am willing to bet that if he has anything at all in that closet, it takes up less than 10% of said closet space belonging to the wife. That was a remodel of your wife's closet. I am willing to bet, sight unseen. Now, I love the fact he's also getting floor scraps from a buddy, you know? We're not going to go out and lay out, you know, $500, $600 on some new laminate or anything else. Have you ever lived in a house that had the floor heater, the floor grates?
No. I have been to those houses.
Yeah, I lived in one in Tech Terrace when I was going to school. Great little house off 21st Street. It took me exactly one time to realize how hot those sons of guns get. And if you walk across it barefoot, you do it one time. That I learned, I mean, I could do it in my sleep, literally with my eyes closed. I could figure out how coming out of my bedroom downstairs into the hallway, you know, where it was, 1, 2, 3 and a half steps, step out to the left, step out to the right, or jump the whole thing. Holy cow, that thing got hot. Who lived like that? I mean, you had heat. Little babies crawling around. Good gosh.
Seems like a fire hazard.
It just doesn't seem good. Texter says, poll the Power Five. How many teams would want a 7-foot lane filler for short spurts for a tournament run? Sign me up. You're better with Bacho than you are without him. I mean, good Bacho is a good basketball player. I don't know completely what derailed everything. We know about the illness. We know about the weight loss. And obviously there's been the latest version of the injury with the foot. But if you got him back, he's a great weapon to have. And again, you nailed it here a few minutes ago, Rob, when you said, we've been talking about floor spacing issues for 3-4 seasons with this program. Whether it was the beard offense or this version of the offense, that it is, it's been that way for a while.
Right.
It's nothing new. That's not on Bacho. Wow, breaking news here. Closet guy here, says the texter. Our space is actually split 50-50. I had my stuff in a closet in the bathroom that I could barely get into. Wow. So this guy's even better than I thought, Rob. He couched it as a remodel for his wife, probably, and in reality, it got him back in the closet business there in the bedroom. That's a pro move on any level right there. That he was able to couch it that way, and she's all happy now, and it got him back in the closet. I applaud closet texture here. Closet guy. It's not to infer anything or imply anything untoward or otherwise. I'm respectful. I am most respectful of that. 806-855-3712 as we're cruising up on the bottom of the hour break. Most Texan thing you've done this week, what was it? What's your goal? What's your project this week? And what do you want to try to get done and accomplished? the two best text messages on that, we'll get you a $25 gift certificate to All Hail Meats. Then, of course, we want your Tech TCU thoughts, predictions. Does the dream end tomorrow, or does it continue on? Dream no small dreams. Dream the impossible dream. Why not? Pac-12, as it burns, you got thoughts on that? You tell us, 806-855-3712. During the break, we're going to try to get this show on Ion TV. I think we could probably get that done by the time we come back. Probably two phone calls and an email to confirm. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. One of America's favorite songs, I've been told. Rob Bro Show 1 to 2.
I am America.
America is you. 806-855-3712. Text in, what's your goal? What's your project this weekend? What do you want to get done? Let's all inspire each other today. All Hail Meats is inspiring. We got a $25 gift certificate for the top two text messages on that subject. Most Texan thing you have done. And then Tech TCU score predictions. Tech baseball, hopefully get to play all four games. Pac-12 as it burns. And then Ole Miss firing their head coach. We believe that Chris Beard is the number one target to replace Kermit Davis in that one. Texter texting in what they're working on today. A little picture of that. Good construction. Been building a doghouse this week, so my little buddy has a spot to hang out when he's outside. Plan on finishing it up this weekend, adding shingles, some trim, and finish painting the bare wood. It sounds like something nicer than the first house, the first place I lived in going to Tech, I think. I mean, the shingles alone. Texter, 7869 TCU, Tech turns the ball over way too much. But do they? Over the last five games, Rob, during this stretch, what have they done? What have they minimized? Turnovers. Yes, they have. They're now what's interesting here is they're still minus 2.6 on the turnovers during the streak, during this, but they've still got them down to an acceptable 14-8. So not nearly as bad as what it had been. Still not great. I'm not trying to sell you on that. 13, to me, in a really well-defended game that you get in the Big 12, if you can keep it 13 or under, I think you can live with that.
Yes.
That to me, is kind of the goal. And then if you don't allow points off turnovers, then that helps as well. Texter, I think Pac 12 should try and hook up with C-SPAN. Maybe call it the Woke 12 Network or something. There you go. C-SPAN could jump right in there. During the break, we were unable to find a business office for Ion TV, so I'm sorry. We're probably not going to be able to get on until Monday. Don't we need to beat the Pac-12 to the pay window there, Rob? Yeah, I mean, do we need to Brett Yormark the Pac-12, and they're announcing next Monday afternoon that Ion's reached an agreement with Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland and Rob Bro's show? And then that takes them off the deal there.
There you go.
We're going to give them better content. We're going to give them, you know, more quality content. The inventory is better. We're here every day. It's a no-brainer. I think we can get that done. 806-855-3712 for you guys to chime in. Now, okay, so the Kermit Davis story years ago when he was at A&M, and he was really bad. A younger coach back then, but still not very good. So one of my buddies was the basketball SID. This was before they became media relations directors, Rob. Back in the old day, they were just sports information directors, sort of like David Collier is the director of sports content, you know, that type of thing. So in the olden days, you would go to the Southwest Conference tournament. They still do this, but it's a little bit different the way it works. And you would bring the postseason media guide. That it would be a completely redone, voluminous media guide, and it would include, get this, Rob, newspaper clippings. Most of the postseason guides back in the day, you would have like 50 pages of the newspaper articles on the team. So you'd have that.
Right.
Updated stats, bios, news and notes. You'd have... So
was it bound with like...
Yes, spiral bound.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
all right.
Plastic
wow,
bound.
Yeah. Do you ever have to work one of those machines?
No. No,
we did. We did a like a Young Authors Day in elementary, so we had to learn how to use those for our books.
So,
anyways, media guys.
Yeah. So their SID shows up there at the conference tournament, and in the media room, that's where everybody puts out their guides. Now, granted, A&M was horrible that year, just dreadful. And he shows up. If there were 200 of these things, that there were more A&M postseason media guides out on the table in the media room than any other team, and they lose the first game of the tournament. Literally, they're 12 hours. So we're at Reunion Arena later on that day. The SID comes walking through, and he's got an armful load, and he's got an intern or whoever else, maybe two people, carrying as many as they could carry. And they're walking down every spot on the dual press row at Reunion Arena, setting them down at each seat. And he gets over there, and I'm sitting there, and he goes, "By God, I wrote it, I printed it, and people are going to read it."
So that's after they've already lost?
They've already lost. They're out of the tournament.
He just didn't get them down there in time?
Well, no, they were in the media room and nobody got them. So he took them out on the court, out onto the press row, and set them down in every single seat.
Gotcha.
It was pretty damn funny.
That is hilarious.
Right, by God, I wrote it. We printed it. You're going to read it. And I think that that year, the media guide cover preseason for A&M was the Kermit Davis error. But they misspelled it and they put era.
Ah.
But it was really the Kermit Davis error. So he's gone, and... if it's Chris Beard at Ole Miss, it's going to happen within the next 48 to 72 hours. It will happen very quickly. That we have much reason to believe.
Before next Saturday, I would say. But
definitely before next Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, not tomorrow. The
Right. Here's kind of why you do this. If you do it quick, you get it out there before the SEC tournament.
Right.
You get it out there before the NCAA tournament. And the furor, and there will be furor. Right? Oh, there will be. There'll be columns written and police report don't lie and all this stuff. And how can Ole Miss, in an era where we're watching what's playing out in Tuscaloosa, Alabama,
right,
blah, blah, blah. And that'll be out of the media in about, you know, handful of days. And there you go. And that'll be it. If it happens. There's no guarantee that he takes it. But I think of the potential spots that I have heard over the last week regarding some college outcomes, that this would probably be the best one he has. I think St. John's is you mentioned St. John's. That's another one.
Yeah.
There are people that believe that Bob Huggins could bring him in as a special assistant in that program. But, I mean, there are only so many head coaching jobs. And I've got to think that...
That seems less and less plausible, by the way.
Yeah.
That if there are legitimate head coaching roles for him out there, he will not take a special assistant role.
Yeah. I agree. There'd be no reason to.
And
you want
to
be a head coach.
It makes sense to leave the Big 12.
Yeah.
For Chris Beard.
Yeah. 100%. That will be with him. It's going to be with him wherever he goes. The mugshot photo...
Right, but
all of that, but it would be worse than the Big 12 footprint.
Yes, because especially if he goes to West Virginia, people already hate West Virginia.
Yeah.
And now you're hiring Chris Beard, and every Big 12 fan base is very familiar with Chris Beard. You know, he's been there for 7 years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It makes a lot of sense for him to leave.
Well, and from an X's and O's standpoint, as you say, everybody is intimately familiar in this league with yeah, Beardball.
Absolutely.
With what he's going to do defensively, with what he's going to try to do offensively. Not so much in the SEC.
True.
That league doesn't play the same style of basketball that the Big 12 does, that he has a chance to be new again. Purely from an X's and O's standpoint is what I'm talking about here. So I think they make this move. They fired Davis. They're doing it, I think, because they believe they can get Chris Beard right now. 806-855-3712. Texter talking about the Pac-12. The Pac-12 will go on Vice TV and MSNBC for their TV contract. Halftime segments will be calling the Big 12 schools and their fans domestic terrorists, proudly sponsored by Antifa. Don't laugh. MSNBC needs some weekend programming. Texter, the most West Texan thing I did this week was yell at the wind. I really hope Beard didn't get hired this week. I've got a bet riding on it. But he hadn't been hired yet. So define the nature of your bet. You need to understand the terms and conditions. Always read the fine print. When does your week end? Does your week end Friday? By the end of the day today? Does it end Saturday? Find out. You better find out because this may be close. This could, in fact, be very close on that front. Going back to the Pac-12, so we kind of mentioned it. ASU President Ray Anderson. Rob, this guy's all over the place. He's kind of a poster boy for what I consider the dysfunctional leadership in the Pac-12 and how they embraced Larry Scott, and they enabled Larry Scott to drive the league to the cliff. And then I'm still trying not to pick on Klavkov too much because I think he's been held hostage by the idiots that run the clown show in the Pac-12. But Anderson saying late yesterday, hey, you know, I believe the deal will be enough to keep us together.
Right.
What is that? I mean, because you don't have a deal.
Right.
There's been no formal presentation by Klavkov because he doesn't have any sort of thing that resembles a concrete offer.
Nope.
So how in the world can a CEO at Arizona State say, oh, yeah, I believe the deal will be enough to keep us together? You don't know what it is.
Because Arizona State has been one of those schools who nationally has the reputation of being a party school, right?
Yep.
Nationally don't have a reputation as being some high-level academia program or school or foundation. But I guess Arizona State really does feel like being with Stanford is good enough for their academics that they do not want to leave Stanford and Cal. And I guess in the way that the SEC says, well, we get to play against Alabama, so our athletics are better than yours. That degree from Arizona State looks better because they get to also be in a conference with Stanford.
Yeah, there are people that think that. There are people also who think that who they play sports against
matters
to their academics.
It doesn't.
I mean, I graduated from Texas Tech at a time when it was in the Southwest Conference. Rice was a member institution. I mean, that degree of mine. When people found out around the country, Rob, when I was, you know, putting out resumes and different things, hold on. You went to a Southwest Conference school that includes Rice? I mean, I went to the top of the stack. I mean, you went to a conference?
Yeah.
Your football team played against Rice?
Crazy.
My Lord. We're not even going to worry about your GPA.
Yeah.
There are people who still think like that.
And I guess
it boggles my mind the mental gymnastics you have to go through to think that way in 2023. There are a lot of not smart people that
in
run
very high level, very high
I'm
level
sorry,
positions.
They're not smart.
Yeah,
they may be educated.
Yeah, they're book smart,
but they ain't smart.
No.
And we see it every day. Just look back over the last 4 or 5 years at what so-called experts in their field. What so-called smartest people in the room are capable of doing for you. That's all you need. All right, we got to take the final time out of the day. 806-855-3712. What's your goal? What's your project this weekend? what do you want to get done or what do you want to do? The two best text messages today on that, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to All Hail Meats. Tech TCU score predictions, I've got it 73-67, and we need your most Texan thing that you've done this week. If we hadn't hit on it, you want to get on it, do it on the text line right now, 806-855-3712. We'll come back and finish up the week strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Segment of the day, final segment of the week. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro with you in the Arctic Air Studios till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports in Lubbock. And from 1 to 2, it will be the Rob Bro Show. So keep using the Arctic Air Studio text line, 806-855-3712. People have been giving us some good projects for the week. We like that. Most Texan thing you have done, Tech TCU score predictions, and anything else. And we'll have to award our All Hail Meats $25 gift certificates here before we get out of here. Texter says, speaking as an Angelo State grad, his stop before head coach of Texas Tech, Chris Beard needs to leave the state of Texas in general. I believe that is definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
Go-to project this week in assembling my new Husky tool bench. Got it at the Home Depot. Did you go there to buy it? Or did you just end up walking out of there with one? So Beard is getting SEC money.
Oh, he's getting Ole Miss money.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting SEC money at his last two stops, too.
Yes.
You paid him top
dollar.
Top six?
Top six. Texter, terms of the bet, as Chris Beard gets hired by the end of this basketball season, made the bet on Monday, and the guy I bet with claims he's good friend of Chris Beard. I thought he was just Beard talking. You're screwed.
Now, this regular season? Right,
you might have regular season.
Yeah.
Maybe. But if he's getting hired, he's getting hired before the end of March Madness.
Yeah.
Texter, weekend project to-do list. One, change light bulb in kitchen. Two, don't die. Grande pollo.
It's a good one.
That's quality. I mean, you do have to set a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
Staying alive. That's not bad. Not bad just trying to do that.
Did he have another submission?
Did he? I don't know. Did I miss one? I can't do that. Is that worthy of a...
I think so.
Is that worthy of a... the one that we can't read is worthy of a $25 gift certificate?
I think so, yeah.
All right, we have a winner.
Okay.
We have a winner on that. And
people just have to trust us.
Yeah, trust us. It was it was out there on a tee, wasn't it?
Nobody else thought of it.
Nope. Nobody got there. Grande Puyo got there. Congratulations. $25 gift certificate. We'll be in touch. We'll get that taken care of. First and last, it's an Alpha and Omega type deal today. The first texter talking about doing mathematical equations and philosophy and then building a guitar studio in a shed. I mean, he set the table.
I mean, that is a true Renaissance man. Both of them, really.
Yeah, really, both of them, actually. I so want to be able to read that.
Oh, man.
I can't, though, can I? I mean, I could.
You could.
Do you think we'd be back on Monday? Probably.
Probably.
None of the suits are even here today.
No.
They're not listening.
Nobody's listening. Well, our audience
is. Our audience is listening. The vast Raiderland and Rob Roach audience is listening, but yeah. Yeah. 20 years ago, I read that on the air, probably.
Yeah.
You just have to trust us today.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to All Hail Meats for coming through with some gift certificate action today, making it fun on a Friday. We do appreciate that. Another texter on the weekend project, clearing out the garage, moving items into my storage building that I've had for 4 years. Can relate. Like I said, I've got an office closet staring me in the face. It has been. Literally, when I sit at my desk, it stares me in the face, it mocks me, but it's the domino effect of if I begin that, all hell breaks loose, and who knows what I would have to do in order to get that accomplished. And I just don't know that that I'm up to it this weekend. Maybe. The guy who I got the tool bench, he ordered it online, came in a box, it needs assembled. Isn't that a little bit ironic that the tool bench needs assembly? I hope he has the proper tools to do to complete the task.
Well, he has the tools to put in the bench.
Obviously,
they're just laying around.
Yeah.
He needs to put them in the bench.
They got to get organized.
Right.
It's probably
the tools.
Dangerous OSHA-violating situation that we have right there.
Yeah, he's been digging through a pile of wrenches and screwdrivers to find the right ones. Now he can, you know, put them in the right places.
I have gone to, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot, places like that with a specific item to get and walked out with something completely different because I get disoriented, confused.
And not even get the original.
Get the original thing. I truly have done that. Dangerous in those situations. We had a lot of fun this week. Enjoyed the heck out of it. I'll be back tonight around 6:30-ish on the daily broadcast. Follow me online on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media, theraiderland.com. We also have Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland on Facebook, which I highly recommend you join up that page. The Rob Bro Show is coming up. Get your Friday locks ready to go. Whatever else you guys get into, it's 806-855-3712 on that text line. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Monday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Townsquare Media Network.